Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right!
Once again, it's on. We are here. What up, B?
I'm my man.
Good to see you, man. You're looking real spiffy, like.
Still got them shades on.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Stay out my business.
Okay. I am your business.
Don't worry about it.
I'm your partner.
Hard to earn
Siamese, baby. attach that to hip.
Siamese.
Attach that to hip.
Yeah, man. Still going through the process. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going
that
through the
optical
process.
Optical BBL.
The people fucking with the glasses, though. Let me just say that.
The eyewear is beneficial. If you're going to put it on.
Yeah.
It's official tissue.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Dita Eyewear. Shameless plug. Yeah. Shameless promo. Anyway, this is not about that. Yeah. All right.
What's wrong with us, man?
Everything.
What is wrong with us?
Everything. That's why the people keep coming back. They love it here.
It is good to see you, bro.
Definitely.
Seriously.
I would see covers you playing games again.
I'm trying to be serious and you're not.
No.
Come on.
You're never going to be on one accord. Jack Harlow.
Yes, sir.
Jack Harlow has a new album.
Absolutely.
A surprise album,
if
you will.
Yep, drop. Yep.
You know, albums come now with very little promotion or lead time. I mean, we're from the days of 3 months out. You know, tons of press and promo and print. And set up and roll out.
Friday releases.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter schedule.
No, Tuesday releases.
Tuesday releases. Right.
So Jack Harlow, when I first saw that he was putting a record out, probably, I think maybe they rolled it out on like a Tuesday that week, you know, maybe a week lead time. Mm-hmm. I was surprised because I wasn't sure if Jack Harlow was in that space to drop a quote unquote surprise album. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, I just think that's kind of the wave now when you get to a certain level, and I do think he's at that level.
He's at that level.
Yeah, I mean, he's not A-plus level, but, like, he's definitely one of the more in-demand artists right now, for sure.
Word.
Especially the new breed, like, he's at the top.
No doubt. So he drops this Jackman album with no shirt on. I can't get jiggy with the album cover.
No, I just think he wants to take it back to the basics. I don't know.
What is that?
He think he was in like an alley or something like that. I don't know. He tried to make it look very rural, like back to the basics. I don't know, man. You know,
see how that worked for Justin Timberlake. So, shout out to Generation Now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Drum.
Yeah, Drum, Cannon. Lake, Cannon.
Yes,
definitely our guys.
Absolutely.
Neelam. So yeah, man, let's get to it, man. Let's talk about it. We got a new Jack Harlow album.
Yep.
He has a new movie, White Men Can't Jump reboot coming this month.
It feels almost like an EP, but it's 10
joints.
Yeah, it's 10 joints.
It's a very easy listen. Some of the songs are super short.
It's like it's yacht rock. It's yacht rock rap. You know what I'm saying?
Is it?
It's yacht rap.
Okay.
Yeah, it's yacht rap. Absolutely.
Okay.
Very it's very easy listening, man. You know what I'm saying?
Last album, I felt like Jack was still trying to figure out his voice, his identity.
100%.
It felt like Drake Light. And that is no disrespect. It just felt like it was in the vein of the music that Drake was making.
Absolutely.
But not at the level.
I mean, when you're the top dog in any field, you know, folks got to borrow from you. Even if it's subconsciously, they have to borrow from you. You know what I'm saying? So I've always felt like... I always felt like, you know, Jack always wanted to kind of like, you know, follow in like, you know, Drake's footsteps a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's stylistically, career-wise. I mean, they did a record together. That was very intended. So, I mean, with this album, man, I mean, before we get into like the overall, I mean, there's a lot to talk about, right? But like, let's get to this first joint. You know what I mean? Because I mean, I like how he's very young, right? But he's trying to be taken seriously, and he's also, by trying to be serious, he's going about the way he's trying to like be transparent and, you know, and talk about mature things and be, you know, and really kind of give you a little bit more of an insight as a person. You know what I'm saying? So even with stuff that's fictitious, we'll get into all the specifics. But I think that with this album, he was really just the MO was trying to be taken serious as an artist.
Yeah, definitely not just rapping for the sake of rapping.
Right.
There's some conceptual shit.
Absolutely.
There's some story shit. Absolutely. There's some vulnerability shown here. Absolutely. So yeah, like you said, we'll get into all that. But let's set it off with Common Ground, because that's one of the ones that tackle some of these subject matters.
Yeah, he starts it right off with just getting topical, right? And I dig it. I dig
like setting it off getting top too.
So I'm saying so. Yeah. So
ignorance.
But I mean, he touches on some shit. I mean, number one,
I like to no. Stop.
This guy, yo, man, it's time for you to go home, man. You're in need. Are you in need? It's time to go home, bro. It's time to go home, man.
Common ground.
Jesus, ground. Yeah, we are not on common ground right now. What he does with his album is he attacks the elephant in the room, man.
Right.
Which is the fact that he's a white rapper.
For sure.
Right?
For
and sure. He doesn't shy from that, which I very much appreciate. He talks about with his album, he looks at the game and he shows with this song, with Common Ground, he shows how big and how expansive hip hop has become, mm-hmm. but the racial disparities in, mm-hmm. the, in the fan base, mm-hmm. right? And he focuses on his, like, you know, suburban kids, you know,
Larry Bird jerseys,
you know, waiting right. for the four count to say the N word, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Molly's and all of that, blah, blah. Like, you know, even, you know, suburban kids becoming, you know, hip hop journalists, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden want to get the
pure. And tell you what the culture is about.
We know who that, know who that is. You know what I'm saying? Who they are.
Shots taken.
Who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Shots fired.
You know what I mean? But I mean, that's not just a white thing either. Like, they're, again, that's for suburban black kids also who tried to become, you know, hip hop journalists and want to tell you what the culture is and what's real, but they don't mm-hmm. even know if really was if it lived the real. Right. You know what I mean? That's what I love about us. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, we from outside.
You have rap. You have a pedigree. You have a background.
I got scars.
You know what I'm saying? Literal.
I was really there.
Right?
We were really. We were really there.
Yeah. And then fall off my bike. You know what I'm saying?
It's big facts. But he talks about like white privilege and white people's place within the culture.
Absolutely.
Stereotypes, consequences.
Absolutely.
Posers, their lack of consequences.
Posers.
Posers. Mm-hmm. And I like that he decided to talk about this.
I love it.
Yeah, I like that he decided to talk about it.
Because it's necessary, and not a lot of artists, because we don't have a plethora of white rappers, or good white rappers, you know, like, because he's one of the dominant voices in the culture or more popular voices, it's necessary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're growing and becoming more integrated. So yeah, man, like, you know, like let these fans know, like, yeah, y'all running around. I mean, even like talking about, like, you know, like pill dealers, mm-hmm. carrying guns just to make it feel real.
For the aesthetic.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that was ill, right?
That's ill.
So as I'm listening
that's
to
real
this,
ill.
As
no,
as
that's
I'm,
real ill.
As I'm listening to this, I'm like, I love the fact that he decided to tackle this subject matter,
yep.
and he's doing it in a way that I can get jiggy with.
Absolutely.
You know, because he's talking
some accurate.
Shit. Right,
it's accurate.
He's showing me, he's painting the picture, and it's so vivid that I can see it, because I know it, right?
But the fans of music like that, or the drug dealers who are doing shit like that, they all love Fesco from Euphoria. You know what I'm saying? Because Fesco was a real-ass nigga.
Right.
Full white boy,
yeah.
Real-ass nigga.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He's locked up right now, I think.
We don't know what is going on right now.
No, not on the show. I mean, in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is B. Mickey.
Yeah.
From BMF.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Method acting.
Wow. Yeah, y'all taking it too far.
Yeah, y'all going too far.
They said cut. They said cut. Get back to life, yo.
Franklin not really a bum, right?
Yo.
good way to set the album off. I liked it. Yeah. I'll say this during the course of this conversation. Yeah, I was about to say, I'll say this during the course of this conversation, but really, really solid beat selections on this album. How it's A&R'd sonically. Mm-hmm. I like what it's doing. Where did Common Ground land for you?
Eight and a half?
Yeah. I gave this song an 8.
Okay.
I gave it an 8. I was going back and forth, but I got caught in that particular part of how am I going to rate these songs, and am I rating these songs against other songs that had these ratings.
Fair.
They don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
Second joint.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is staking his claim as the best white rapper out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you agree with this?
Out? He didn't say it out.
Well, he said of all time.
He said since Eminem.
Well, he didn't He said, if that's who you saw in your head, I'm better than him too, is what he said. Because he said that he made the line, the throw up on the spaghetti, yeah, vomit Eminem, on the sweater, yeah, which is Eminem.
Absolutely.
But he never says Eminem. And he says, so whoever you're thinking, I'm better than that person too.
So I thought he meant other than, he can't, that's, there's no way he said that.
It's clever. I thought it was a clever way to say M and whoever else.
I thought it was a very clever way to say M. I didn't take it as he was saying he was better than Eminem. I thought he meant, like, if you weren't thinking about that person too. I thought
he said, like, excluding nobody. Look what I embody.
Yeah, that's not what
the soul of a hustler. I really ran the street. That's wild.
Do you think he really thinks he's, like, the best out?
So here's the thing.
I mean, I know the MC thing, you have to say that, but, like, do you really believe he feels like that?
But if you don't believe it, like, When Lil Wayne started saying, I'm the best rapper alive, he was not.
For sure.
But he willed it, and now he's one of the best.
When T.I. said he was the king of the South.
Right. So this is the point.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Hey, right? Do you have to start to put it in the minds of the people in order for it to become a manifestation?
Yes, absolutely.
Then he's not wrong.
Absolutely.
If you're asking me, personally speaking, for myself.
But best rapper alive and the best rapper out. You know what I'm saying?
Or best white rapper ever.
Did he really say ever? I mean, he said since. He said since.
Okay, so he's the best since.
Since Eminem. Okay. Yeah, which is, I don't know if that's true. I thought Yellow Wolf was harder.
Interesting. Yeah. I see MGK took some shots too over the Renegade beat.
Yeah. But
you cool?
I'm good on that.
You cool
I'm
on that?
Good on him.
So back to the question then.
Yes.
Where does Jack stand in the?
All right, here's my discrepancy, right?
The pantheon.
Because I mean, I happened to do an interview with Sway a couple days ago. The discrepancy was, he said he was, is he the hardest? But he said, I'm the hardest white rapper since Eminem. Now, best rapper, hardest rapper, like, there's nothing hard about fucking Jack Harlow. Okay, like, he's not a, he doesn't really spit. He flows.
See, he got his arm folded on that album cover.
This nigga said his arm folded. He was serious, huh?
Dead serious.
Those docs, he's Dos Effects. Yo, he's a decent writer, and he's got nimble flows. But like, I would never describe him as a hard MC.
So here's the actual lyric. It says, "The hardest white boy since the one who rapped about vomit and sweaters." And hold the comments, because I promise you, I'm honestly better than whoever came to your head right then.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he is smarter than that.
Well, that's what he said,
I'm
going
to give him the benefit of the doubt.
No, I don't want you to talk him out of what he said. Nah, he said that.
I think it's very slick, and there's a lot of room for him to wiggle out of that. So until he does an interview where he co-signs that, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. That man did not say that seriously.
But you were making a valid point.
Because Eminem is a hard-ass rapper.
Right.
Jack Harlow is not.
Best, better, hard. Yeah. Are we talking hard slang?
Yeah, nah.
Are we saying hard persona?
Yeah, delivery hard. Like, what you saying? Everlast was a hard-ass fucking white rapper.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he looked like he been in bar fights.
He's got a song about fucking being in prison. But like, Jack Harlow is not. Jack Harlow is, he's contemporary, modern, contemporary rap.
Yacht rock rap.
Yeah, that's who he is.
Interesting.
He's hauling notes, B.
But back to my question then, do you have to start to put that out in the atmosphere in order for it to become a reality?
I agree, yes.
Okay.
As any MC.
No doubt.
As long as you know you are, got skills and you are improving and you're serious about your craft and you know you're going to get better, which we know Jack is going to get better, Absolutely.
I'm never saying nobody's nicer than me. You know what I'm saying? It's certain people I'm going to say I'm cooking.
Right.
And it's certain people I'm going to say I respect what son do.
Right.
But I'm never going to be like, he's dead but, nicer than but he's
the
killing me.
But the reason you can say that is because you're nice, is what I'm saying. So Jack Harlow is all I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even say Jack Harlow is nice. He's good. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't, but you know, we come from.
Yeah.
That's Sway would say the hyenas. Like,
it's a different thing.
You know what I mean? Like, you put Jack Harlow next to fucking Mickey Fats. Like, it's not happening.
Don't put a lot of people next to Mickey Fats.
Yeah. Right.
Mickey's very alien.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's very alien.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
For sure. They don't love it. Where does it land for you?
They don't love it. Got an 8 for me.
8. I gave it an 8 as well.
Yeah.
How you feeling about the production so far on the album?
I think it's decent. Again, it's yacht rock rap.
Got it.
Very smooth, contemporary. You know who we doing Break It Up. Like, if we had to listen to this instrumental album, it'd just be background music.
But nothing crazy.
Right, but he does a good job making songs with the music.
You know what I liked about what he did with the music sonically? It didn't feel, and I know we moving away from trap and we kind of moving into different sounds, but there weren't a lot of trap drums. It wasn't like boom bappy. It
wasn't a lot of hard drums.
Period. Right, but yeah. It didn't really land. It didn't feel like, what's the shit, the fast shit they on now? It didn't feel drill, like drill.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like drill. It didn't
There's
feel
no
trappy.
Drill. No drill. No,
it didn't feel boom bappy.
No.
It just had its own thing.
It's yacht rap. That's the thing. Yacht rap.
But I do like
Easy
the beat.
Easy listening.
I do like the beat on the next joint.
Ambitious.
First thing I got is the beat is tough, and he sounds good on this. Yeah.
It's kind of a conceptual style too. I like it. Mm-hmm. I really like this song. If street raps make me wonder if this era is for me. Is the game fair or is it fairer for me? Like, again, transparency.
Right.
Way to recognize your fucking white power. You know what I'm saying? Like, way to recognize that shit, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, and again, showing his trajectory. That's what the whole song is basically. And I appreciate it, man. You know, the devil's in the details, man. You're a good writer when you can say, you can make broad statements and give you the coloring, you know what I'm saying, with what you're saying. And, like, he gave us the details. Like, I can see it. I can see him in college. When he talked about, you know, doing the festival, mm-hmm. being a hometown, you know, star, but right. then still doing 1 p.m. show the festival.
Yeah,
they embarrassed for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's,
right.
he's still visual.
We've seen it, right? We've seen these things. That's what I was talking about, just the vividness and the detail of what Jack is rapping about on this album.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of it is coming from a very honest place.
Absolutely.
And I think that resonates.
It's a very honest album.
Yeah. Except for the ones that I don't understand. And we'll get into that.
We'll get to that.
Another thing, though, that I wanted to mention is that I feel like he's setting up, because he does later on in the album fully get into the white rapper shit.
For sure.
So I feel like he's dropping little...
It's a whole song about
Yeah, he's dropping yeah. little breadcrumbs
yep. leading here us up. To kind leading of lead you. Yeah.
Yeah, which I like.
I dig.
What joint is that? Ambitious.
Yeah.
What I noticed here, though, is that there hasn't been a strong chorus on the album yet.
Not yet.
Hasn't been a strong chorus on the album
but
yet.
But there are a couple.
Yeah, but up until we 3 songs in, you know, nothing that was like, oh, that hook is crazy or it's a strong chorus. Yeah. But I like the joint. I gave it an 8.
Ambitious?
Yeah.
8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, they all right in that same realm.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're not going to really deviate from this little area.
I live here. Because the songs
put your
don't
feet up.
Deviate.
Put your, that's
if
my
you
point.
Get comfortable.
Put your feet up.
Yeah, the songs don't Seriously. Give us the songs don't give us that much of a stark difference right. in kind. There's something that I enjoy more than others, but for the
Facts.
Most part, yeah, they all live Facts. In the same subdivision.
Facts.
Although this was the first record that I ran back.
Ooh, really?
This was the first run back. And I ran it back a couple times.
But this one?
Next one.
Is that I? Right?
Is it I? Right?
Is it I? Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, you don't like this record?
I do.
I like this record. It was the first run back for me. Yeah. I thought that the beat isn't crazy, but it's probably the most excited I had been about a beat since the album started.
Mm.
And it's probably the first one I would have rapped to.
Really?
Yeah.
This spoke to you
yeah.
as an artist.
Yeah, yeah. I'd have jumped on it. I'd have cooked that up.
Interesting. Okay, it's not my favorite beat, but...
Really?
Nah, I don't hate it. I mean, like, but there's a couple of beats I like more than this beat.
Okay. I think he's more dynamic on this. Like, he's giving us... He's doing a few different things. Delivery. He gets up. He lays back. This is the first time we really hear, like, a melodic portion coming mm-hmm. from him as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just a lot of different things. You know, he kind of gets into the perils of fame on there.
I do.
It's a shorter song. which also kind of plays into the rewind factor, if you will. Yeah. But yeah, it just like it was over just as I started getting into it.
Yeah.
And so I ran it back and then I ran it back again.
So I agree with everything you said. And it's performance is definitely dope. The production works well with what he's doing. My confusion was actually just what he was saying. I feel like, and again, you know, sometimes when artists, when they're so focused on the delivery or the concept, mm-hmm. they kind of miss the, mm-hmm. you know, the patty, the meat in the patty. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a lot of crust and cocoa bread. You know what I'm saying?
Are you hungry, bro? You want to order?
No, actually, you learned that you're hungry.
But different things, different hunger.
Yo, it's all meat. But like, you know, like he's talking about, you know, what was the line? Like he doesn't want these things. It's almost like he's grateful for his new fame, but he doesn't want these things. He doesn't want flights. He doesn't want, you know, doesn't want to travel. He doesn't want lights.
I was waiting for you to get here so that I can pose my question.
Yeah, I don't understand what he's doing because it's like he's bragging about this stuff. He's bragging. He literally says, I'm going to go more places than my father could go to, right? But then he's saying, I don't want flights or airports. But then he's bragging about getting his earlobe chewed on in Paris. Like, I'm like, which is it, bro? I'm confused. So that was my only confusion with it. Like, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Which all these songs really sound good. But when you really get to the depth of it, some of it's a little...
contradictory?
Yeah. Or just not focused. You know what I mean?
Unfocused. Okay. Yeah,
he sounds young. Like, that's what it is. Sounds like really young.
Is it fair for celebrities to complain about celebrity?
Yes, it's fair. Absolutely. Because there are ills that come with being a celebrity. I'm just saying, to do it in the same breath, you know what I'm saying? Like, or even not even to that point, like, you're in your second album. Nigga, you're not there where it's like, oh, woe is.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's me. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. You still.
Get the fuck out of here. You all need to be as. You're still climbing and you need to be as grateful as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And, but I have some other thoughts on that as well, but we'll get to that later on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Is that all right? What'd you give it?
So, for all the points that you make, which are very valid, for me, it's still. It was the record that got me the most excited up until this point. Mm-hmm. It was the one that I've played the most since listening to this album. And yeah, there's definitely a few missteps as far as the direction.
Content. Yeah,
yeah. Because yeah, you can get a little confused. Good. But it's such a short joint and it's just so like concise.
Mm-hmm.
I actually gave it 8.5.
Okay. That's yeah. Cool. Also, 10 girlfriends and no wife is
10 girlfriends
is masochistic.
That's a lot. Wow. I don't have that kind of time.
That is masochistic.
That's why he don't want to catch no flights. He's tired.
He's catching a flight every day.
Yeah, he's famished. He's famished. He's like, wow.
Protein deficient.
Yeah, protein deficient. Oh, right, man. In distribution. Gang.
Talk about conceptual.
So, yes. Yes. Guys, start the conversation.
No, I love, we're both suckers for new ground covered music.
Mm-hmm.
R&B perspective, mm-hmm. rap perspective, mm-hmm. verses, you know what I mean? Like, we love new concepts, especially when they're concepts that are related to the common person.
Word.
Right? And this was something that I felt could have been really special. And it's
a few moments like that too, which pissed me off.
We're gonna go there, right? And this is where he messed up. I'm gonna tell you this.
You know you done fucked up, right? We might have to drop the clip
again. The attempt was great. Mm-hmm. He gets all the credit for the attempt. I even like the song itself sounds good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's. Little song, he brings the tempo down. Mm-hmm. He brings the mood down a little mm-hmm. bit. A little darker.
Yeah.
A little indigo. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But
that's as dark as he could get.
Right now, it's indigo right now. It's indigo.
That's racist.
It won't be midnight. It won't be midnight blue, right? but it won't be
so
moonlight.
It's dusk.
It'll be moonlight. No Barry Jenkins over here. But yeah, like I love the way it sounds. I love the attempt. But what happens is the whole concept is that we grow up and we have this crazy allegiance to the people that we grow up with, the friends, it's gang, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And I love that it's titled Gang, 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 right? Because there's really no stronger allegiance, right, in the hood.
Nah, like when you gang, gang, gang
is serious, right?
Nah, that's like all the way there.
Absolutely. So I love that title. Again, it's all, but it's like what he's saying is you outgrow these things and you swear there's allegiance, but people grow up and become, and go, not only go separate ways, but people become different people, mm-hmm. and you gotta separate yourself. Like, mm-hmm. we all, come on now, we all have friends that we grew up with for years and we barely speak to today. Right?
Yes.
Now, that point would have been...
Not my particular gang, gang, gang. We still guys, but yes.
I mean even my gang, gang, we were guys that I grew up with, spoke to every single day, love each other still, right. don't speak to each other the same. You right. know what I mean? Right. And that's for different reasons, like where we are in our lives, right? Whether that's family, you know, with different ideologies, whatever that may be. Prison. You know what I'm saying? But
rape.
Yo. So my point is, I think he misses the opportunity to make that point clear with the human element, with friendship and outgrowing, because he uses such extreme cases. Like, you can't be these motherfuckers friends
right,
anymore.
Right, right,
like, rape
right,
and right. molestation?
Yeah.
There's no gray area. Yeah,
you're right, exactly.
It's so, like, you miss the whole human experience with friendship, you know what I'm saying, by making it so extreme.
This is why, because I, right, nail on the head, oh. I feel exactly how you do, which is scary in itself. But are these real stories, or is this creative writing? Because there's, like you said, they're so extreme.
So extreme.
It's like, damn, you went there? Because you got first verse, rape, second verse, molestation, third verse, disassociation,
right?
Right? And like you said, you kind of lose, you miss the human element because you there's no gray area. You mm-hmm. can't fuck with these people anymore. Or what does that say about you?
Right.
And so that right. that makes me wonder, is he writing from a real place?
I mean, when you start like rhyming like Kevin and Seven and his father was a reverend, like, you know, I don't know if that...
You don't know if that's real?
I don't know if that, you know, I don't know, I just question it. I don't. Okay. It could be, I just okay. question it.
This is the song that made me want to have a conversation with Jack Harlow.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. I want to...
Well, this,
I wanna
the second half of this album actually made me want to have a conversation.
Yeah, for sure, but this right here, because I had that question, I was like, damn, this is so... extreme is so dark,
right.
Even the production, the music, like, did you hear this beat and it made your mind go to a place
right.
to write some shit, yep. some fictional shit, or did you hear this beat and it was like, damn, I gotta get this shit off, you know right. what I'm saying? Right. Like, either way, it's worth having a conversation. What I didn't like, though, was the beat. I didn't like the beat.
Really?
It's dark, it's sinister, it just wasn't, it
doesn't
like,
do much, but yeah. I thought it laid the sonic bed that he needed.
If it yeah. I like the way they manipulated the chorus to say gang. If that's what it says. Well, it's just really dark and somber and cumbersome. You know what I'm saying?
Think it's supposed to
that's
be.
What it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, molestation, and you don't, it's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be more money, more problems to rape and molestation.
They said I'm coming.
All right. What did you give Gang Gang, bro? Which one did you give Gang Gang, man?
I give it 7.5.
Before we're not Gang Gang anymore.
Now you got third verse me?
You gave it 7.5?
Yeah.
Really?
I gave it 7.5.
Wow. Yeah. It's kind of low, bro. I gave it 8.5.
Give it 8.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really creative. Musically.
Yeah, really creative.
I was on the fence with so many of these records with the half point.
Mm-hmm.
This could have been an 8. This could have been an 8. I think that because it confused me a little bit. It confused me a little bit. Oh,
well, this confused you, shit. We got less.
Yeah, like, he's like, you talking, what's his first man name? Marcus. Yeah, he's like, man, you talking about Marcus? You know what? Audible, it's an 8.
Okay.
It's an 8. Okay. I'm going to give it an 8. Because I did listen to it a few times. I did run it back.
Oh, yeah, I've been listening to
this. I did run it back multiple times to really get to it. And shout out to Jack Harlow, man, for taking some risk on this
album.
And doing certain things to separate himself from the pack.
Absolutely. And you know owning his white power. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're going to get to white power. Well, let's go to Denver.
Let's go to Denver.
Yeah, we'll go to Denver for now. We'll get to the high altitude for now.
This one, he's coming to grips with his insecurities. I think he has a decent flow on this. This is where it just becomes a little light for me, bro. I mean, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I think he tries to do the Drake thing. And he tries to make it conceptual, like, because he wrote the verse, you know, last year, and then wrote the second verse and when he was in Denver. So he tries to get a little too cute, but it's like, it's not enough fucking pudding in there, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the point of this song was.
I literally wrote, it's cool, I hear it, but I'm not feeling the passion pour through.
There's no passion.
Yeah, I'm not feeling, like, not feeling anything.
Look, you need either real experiences that relate to the artist, or you got to deliver it so passionately that you, but there's like, with this song, there's no thought-provoking, there's nothing thought-provoking or emotionally evoking. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't, it's a very, just a very light, kind of like, it's a filler almost.
I'm about to say, and for a 10-song album, everything needs to be everything's a hit. Potent. Yeah, everything has got
to. Not a terrible song, it's just light. It's super light. It's just light. It's whatever.
Exactly. I mean, totally agree. I gave it a 7.
I gave it a 7.5.
You're 7.5?
Yeah.
I guess I could bump this up to a 7.5 since I bumped my 7.5 up to an 8. Yeah. Right?
Nah, if you gave it a 7, it's a 7. Again, mathematics. If you get a 70 on a test, you're still passing. It's a pretty average song for him.
It's an average joint. Yeah, for him, too. For him. It's an average joint. Because we've seen the heights, and he's shown flashes on this album.
And I agree with the 7. I only gave it a half nod more because I think the production is actually decent. Again, he had the opportunity to make it really fire song with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like,
they pick really good beats. They pick really good beats to deliver with it where they were going with it.
For sure.
No enhancers. Mm-hmm. No enhancers.
Yeah.
So what is this song about, B?
Exactly.
That's not an answer.
Exactly.
What is it about? Exactly. Tell me. But tell me though.
Yo, this song
but
is
you're not answering the question.
This song is really annoying to Ray.
No, you know what? Yo, don't use my full name, bro. You never call me that. Don't talk to me like that.
I almost use your last name. Yo. I'm sorry.
It's really annoying, Torre Carr. Yo, you call me Tor, the most.
This song is annoying, bro, because this could have been a really great song.
So,
let me go.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me go.
My bad.
Let me go. Okay? What's the name of this? What's the title?
No Enhancers.
No Enhancers, right?
Right.
He's talking about women not needing enhancement.
He says it in the chorus,
right? But he also says his fucking friend just beat cancer. I don't know how you match your friend beating cancer with your woman not needing enhancement. I'm so baffled by that.
What's up, everyone? It's Boss Britt.
And it's DJ Excel.
If you're a fan of the queer culture and lifestyle, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the No Homo Show.
We're a show that shares true stories that are uncut, funny, relatable, and of course, gay from a lesbian's perspective.
That's right. Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network.
And then also, you go. Go ahead. My bad. I mean, cut you off.
Also, the song is super fucking short. It's all over the place lyrically. I love the hook.
Could have went somewhere.
This could have been a really special song. In 2023, we're in a fucking BBL age. And you are a leading voice right now in the culture, right? A quality writer. You know what I'm saying? Women like you. They listening to you. And you have an opportunity to make a song called No Answer, and you don't nail it?
Say something. Or save that for something else. Because don't give us...
Come on.
Yeah, don't give us that in the
chorus. How did Drum let that happen?
Well, that's where I wanted to go before you said don't cut you off. With his team, and that's something that I complimented him on the first album, I asked what the involvement of the Generation Now team was, right? I was like, how much was Cannon involved in Drum and Lake?
Yeah,
because what you're doing musically... I feel like, especially as a new artist on your freshman effort, because we were talking the first album, there has to be a level of understanding that comes, and that can only come from some of the OGs. And with his three OGs, you got all the game in the world right there, if you're willing to listen.
Everything.
Yeah, if you're willing to listen, they can tell you how to do this shit, right? Yeah. And so when I hear some of the songs on this album fall short, I just wonder where their involvement was this go round.
Right.
You know what happened, sophomore album, you made some money, you did some shit, you stopped listening. You have more say-so. You know, certain people. And then Drum is on like a super tear, right, doing his thing, Grammy winning and doing Gangsta Grills again, and and his own album.
Got his own album.
And
yeah.
So maybe timing wise, it was different. Was this record made in a silo? Like, these are the questions. That's why I said this album makes me want to have a conversation with Jack because it left me with some questions that I would love to have.
Let me know when you book that.
I'll tell you when you tell me you book Sway. Yo, no, leave me alone.
God, working for both of us, bro. Jesus Christ.
Would you give No Answers?
An 8.
Give it 8?
Yeah.
I'll give it 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
7.5.
It's such a good, such a groovy beat, man. The music is so good.
I'm just, the hook like, is like, damn. Like,
he that wasted
hook,
it.
That hook is, yeah, he made
hooking
me.
The beat. It's a song.
He made me, right.
It's a song.
All you got to do is fill in the rhymes.
Come on, man.
Lay the ball up, man.
It can't be. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're here now.
I like this concept.
We're here now.
We have arrived
let's
to this place.
Let's undress the white elephant
in
the room.
Let's unpack it. What's the name of the white elephant? Moby.
Babar. Hello, Babar.
Yeah, man. I love it. I love that he decided to address white rapperness, white rapperdom, and also the way that he did it. It's a cleverly conceptual record. It can't be. List all my accolades, things I do, work I put in, my 10,000. It can't be that. It's got to be because I'm white. I thought that was a clever way to do it, a way that I have not heard it done before. And so,
well, I mean, this topic has never really been addressed like that.
I think Eminem has.
I'm sorry. This way, yes.
Yeah.
Like it must. I mean, if he was really gangster, the song would have been called "It Must Be." You know, like really would have went there, but you know he took the passive aggressive route with the title. But also, again, love the concept, love that he addressed this, but it's still a little light. Like he still didn't make his point. Like everything he said, he's a Missy and Biggie and you know, Pac fan and Outkast fan, and he's good to people. Like I don't get what makes him special with the song. I don't get it. Like I get the point. And I get that he feels like he's getting a raw deal because of his skin, even though he did say, he threw the question out, like, is the game fair or is it fairer for me? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it is. Like, any success that a white
here
man
we
gets.
Here we go, let's get here, baby. Turn this mic
whenever,
up.
Whenever, listen to me, man. Yeah, whenever.
Right in that camera.
Any white person who finds success in this country.
Right.
A contributor to their success. Was their fucking skin. Don't ever get that twisted.
I don't give a fuck if you grew up in a trailer park.
It could be 5% a contributor.
People don't realize that. And they always, you can't make everything about race. No. Where do you live?
In America, you make everything about race.
Because it all boils down to that. And this is not on no fucking
hate.
Kunta Kinte.
Ain't no hate. Right. Ain't no you know super. Ain't no Kwame Ture shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
But a little bit. It just is what it is, bro. Yeah. And the sooner that everyone comes to grips with that, the more we can move past it. It's not the end all be all, but it is a contributing factor. And especially in hip hop.
Love what Macklemore said.
About the thrift shop?
No, I'm talking about recently about he's like, yes, I'm a visitor in this culture.
Oh, for sure.
Every white rapper needs to realize that.
That's a fact.
He said, when you come in there, you take your shoes off, respect you keep your feet off the couch, respect the house. For sure. And for a white rapper to say that, abso-fucking-lutely.
Here's what it all boils down to, B, and I don't want to go off on like a super tangent on this shit, but in hip hop especially, because there's very little ownership or full ownership at the top. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have figureheads. We have people that have made it. We have people that made billions and billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But you look at every parent company. Mm-hmm. It's either a European-owned company, an Asian-owned company. Mm-hmm. There's no black people in power or positions of absolute power in these companies. And you know what these white people love more than making money off of hip-hop and the kids listen to hip-hop and all of that shit?
Tell them to.
Is to see a white person do it. Because there is just a certain level of relation that they get when they see it come or hear it come from a white face.
Absolutely.
That's just the bottom line, bro. Yo, I love hip-hop. Oh, shit, the Beastie Boys. Wow.
Wow.
It's different.
Right.
It's just different.
Right.
I loved Run DMC. I'm not talking about me specifically. I'm talking about the white executive.
Yeah.
I love Run DMC.
Yeah.
up until I saw Beastie Boys, and I just loved that a little bit more.
Yep.
Because that felt a little more familiar to me.
I was involved, right? Because the country, because I need a white face in every sector of this place. Anything that's good, a white face needs to be there.
Got
to
be there.
That's why. That's how Eminem. I mean, as brilliant as Eminem is an artist,
never take a fucking line away from Eminem. Nope, but, incredible.
But you can't say Eminem was the most lyrical when he first arrived. He wasn't the most lyrical.
He was dead nice, just like everybody else that was coming up in the Rap Olympics. Right. Like
Razzcaster wasn't able to do what Eminem Razzcast, did.
Like with Words, like, you know, them being in the Rap Olympics, Wordsworth is amazing.
Supernatural.
Royce has come to be amazing. Absolutely. Proof is who he learned all his shit from, right?
Right.
So, and this is another point I wanted to make, is that it's really tough to be a white rapper until it's not. When you coming through the ranks and you gotta stand in a room full of black people and prove yourself and be, it's really, really, really tough then until you get your opportunity. And then it's not anymore.
Right.
And then the doors open and the fucking executives, you know what I'm saying? Like they feel it different.
Right.
So it is tough. I'm not here to say that it's not tough on until it's not.
It's reverse racism. Yeah. Absolutely.
The process is reverse. No,
basically, what white rappers have to go through in hip hop, what black people have to go through in American history.
Come on, man. Hey, man, you know what? So you said that white artists do benefit from being white in hip hop.
White people benefit from being
white. But artists, I want to specifically.
Yes, white people. But yes, artists are part
artists,
of the...
Artists and people.
Absolutely.
They're part of the human race.
Absolutely.
What did you give... Oh, but so I do think that he did a solid job of listing his 10,000 hours and his love for hip hop and his affinity and his passion for all the shit.
See?
I don't know if it makes him special.
That's
though.
What I'm saying.
I don't know if it makes
him
special.
He didn't say anything special, bro.
So basically he said he was mediocre.
He's mediocre, but a mediocre white man.
A mediocre white man is an
above average black man.
Oh my God, is a CEO, is a CFO, is the president.
Exactly.
Is the president of the United States.
There you go.
How about that?
There you go.
On to the next one.
A C Yale student. How about that?
A C Yale student.
But in order to be black, you got to be Barack Obama. Anyway, what'd you give? It can't be. What'd you give it?
I gave it 8.5.
Same.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, I gave it 8.5, man. Love that he tackled the concept. Yeah. I like that he did it in a creative way. Yeah. You do pull out some flaws in it. But yeah, overall, I thought it was a solid joint, 100%. Man. Blame on Me. Story time. Or another story.
Definitely a story.
Yes, another story. So I just want to follow along and make sure I wasn't missing anything. First verse, older brother.
Yep.
Second verse, younger brother.
Yep.
Third verse, who?
His children.
His children?
Yeah.
His unborn children?
It has to be. He doesn't have children.
Okay, so this is where I got...
Hold up. He also only has one brother.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is where...
Yeah.
So this is where...
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
I was like...
This is some writer shit.
This is some writer shit,
I thought it was like a cathartic. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fictitious. So
I had to go do the knowledge, right? And I was like, well, he doesn't have kids. I know
doesn't
this.
Have kids. But he also only has one sibling. Says so on the next song.
On the next song, right. Yeah. He talks about his brother. Right. Yeah. So it made me want to ask again, right? It made me want to ask some more questions, which I guess is good, right? Because anytime you don't have any feeling about something, it's worse than being really high on it or really low on it. Mm-hmm. Because at least it made you feel. You know?
We said, being indifferent is worse than being hated.
For sure. So making me want to have a conversation, although he said he don't really want to do press anymore. I can't stand that shit, by the way. I don't like when artists get to that I don't have to do press anymore stage in their life. And I understand why, because some of the press is bullshit.
Yeah, but none at all. Like, I like the way K-Dot does it. He does select press and on a higher level. I'm not mad at that. But no press?
You got to come fuck with the hood again, too, though.
I mean,
you got to come fuck with the... Yes.
Okay. I mean, he...
Do Breakfast Club, at least.
For sure.
Or Sway.
Or Sway.
Definitely yeah. do Sway.
Do Sway.
And Hard to Earn.
And Hard to
even
Earn.
Even though we'll do guests.
Yeah. Well, live.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, if Kendrick was in town, I give him your seat.
We break all... Yo, let me say that seat. I said, we would break all his seat. Nah, I give you a seat. I kick you out.
Yeah, same way Sway gave somebody else my seat. It's cool, though.
Wow. There was no empty seats in that room. Yo. What are you talking about?
So yeah? You said Tracy G was there?
She was definitely there.
Yo, you was there with Tracy G?
Yeah, it's a little sis.
Beef. All right, so now that we got that somewhat sorted out, this is entertainment value.
Clearly.
Because this is not based in his actual life.
Clearly. I mean, it sounds very cathartic, and if this is just fictitious, kudos.
Creative writing.
Yeah, because it's a lot of human elements that's very relatable.
For sure. I felt it.
I felt real until I did it out. I was like, oh.
When we got to third verse, like, because that's when I ran it back and I listened, and I was like, all right, I'm not missing anything.
It was the third verse. I'm like,
he's
like,
talking, right.
I was like, I don't remember Jack having. But also, this verse, he speaks about multiple kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't even remember Jack having a kid at all.
Right.
So I had to really do a quick search. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then when he says, you know, acting like I only got one sibling, I'm like, oh, the whole song is fictitious. Okay.
How do you feel about that? What does that mean to you then?
I mean, it takes a little bit away from it because I thought he was, again, using his art form to, you know, purge some demons and mm-hmm. apologize. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
But we like that.
We love that.
We like that.
That's real life.
For sure.
But it was creative. But if it's just, you know, creative writing, still damn good.
Very good. Damn very good. It takes a little bit away from the human element, right? Because it made me feel...
But he's speaking for people instead of speaking about himself. That's so I'm not taking that much away from
but him. But it is so detailed that even if you are speaking for someone, it sounds so first person that it would have been iller. It would have been iller if it had been autobiography.
That's quality writing, man.
But yeah, with that, I think I have to tip my hat to his writing mm-hmm. and him, you know, showing us a different side. Again, like I said, on this album, Jack does a really good job of separating himself from his peers.
Yeah.
You know, and like sometimes you get caught up off the success of a what's popping type song, mm-hmm, right? Or a first class mm-hmm. type song.
Yeah.
So for him to come with you know, this type of content and be rapping on some other shit, you know, story time and making me follow along and shit. Yeah. So much so that I'm like, nah, son ain't got no kid, right?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Yeah, yeah. It was good shit. Good shit. I gave Blame On Me an 8.5.
Same.
Word.
Same.
All right. Questions.
Last song.
Good way to close out the album. No?
Yacht rock? Yeah.
Okay.
Because again, this has been done. Countless times.
Countless times.
And way better.
I mean, you ever heard of Jadakiss?
You ever heard of Smooth Hustler?
You ever? Oh, man. You know he's one of my favorites. Don't get me.
You ever heard of Three Stacks?
Don't get me. You know what, fam? So the album, no. I thought that.
What can it make was... a nigga smoke crack till he can't go to sleep? What the fuck? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Andre?
Benjamin Andre. What made you say that?
End the album like that.
I thought this was a tough beat.
Yeah.
I thought it was a solid way to end the album.
Yeah.
And no, there's no new ground covered. But again, I think I wrote this here as well.
Yeah.
I like how Jack is attempting to separate himself.
I do. And again, he's being extremely honest on here. I mean, one of my favorite lines, right? He's saying... you know, what makes you think I'd rather have backpackers applauding for me? Like owning the fact that I'm here for the money.
Yeah, I'm here to get to
it. I'm not trying to be on some super artistic shit. I'm here for the money. I'm here for the fame. I'm here to become as big of an artist as I can.
For sure.
So what makes you think that I'm caring about what, you know, the backpackers? But in the same vein, he's also questioning, like, will they still ride with him? And we know how that goes.
Right.
The artists that, the Flo Riders and the Nellies, when you go super big for that pop shit, those fans don't they're not hardcore, but they don't stay with you.
No.
Mixtape fans ride with you for years.
Until you alienate them.
There you
and
go.
Then they don't, you know.
You know, so
once you go too far, you can't come back.
So I mean him
can't go ultra Travolta.
Right. So he basically asked the question, you know, is he disposable? And I'm like, I think he needs to own that. Abso-fucking-lutely. You are disposable right now. You are a quality artist. You are, you know, you were one of the leading voices for your peer group, but if you don't drop an album in the next couple of years, your core fan base will make noise, but it's not like Frank Ocean or K-Dot. They're not demanding for another Jack Harlow album, so which means you still have room for
You still got work to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You still
don't get comfortable, basically.
Yeah, you still got groundwork to do. Yeah. You know, but I think he speaks to that too in his same song with a line with something about him booking a lead role in the film, yep. and then people thinking, well, yeah. you just want to get up into that space. Yeah. And he's like, no, I still want to do this and show everybody and I'm the guy.
I actually think this album was put out so that he could give him space to do the actor thing.
Get the movie shit off.
I think honestly, I'd put money that his next album is going to be pretty hard. You know what I mean? I think he wanted to put out a body of work to let him live, to not go away for too long, because if he didn't drop this album, did the movie thing.
As I was talking about What's Poppin', and then I talked about First Class, I realized, I don't know why I didn't realize this sooner, those are two different albums. This is Jack's third project.
Third project.
This is Jack's third project.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, and I guess, because it was... that's what they all say. And then it was Come Home, The Kids Miss You was the second project. So this is the third. This is the third record.
They were both full projects, right?
Those were full. So this is kind of like almost an EP, because you made me think about that because of the point that you made about him putting something out to running through the movie space and the television space if he decides to go that route. Yeah. But not being gone without a body of work. So this is a surprise third project.
Right. Again, still... because he didn't want that gap,
right?
You know,
yeah. It just dawned on me, and when I said What's Poppin', and I said First Class, I'm like, wait, that wasn't the same album.
That wasn't the same album.
Right. For sure. Overall, though, man, it's a solid body of work. Mm-hmm. It feels EP ish. Yep. It feels like whole list.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying now, but I still stick by all of the points that I made of him trying to do something to separate himself from the pack, getting more into his writer bag, because he's giving us big records, right? Yeah. He's giving us big hit records. He's getting more into his, whether it be first person autobiographical or creative writing type shit.
Right.
He's showing a little more of what's in his toolkit, in my opinion.
For sure.
Word
absolutely. And we see that there's a lot of growth left for him as a writer.
Tons of things to do.
And this is the one thing he probably needs to focus on. He's so focused on like being the best and like saying he's the hardest rapper out. You know, something that he really doesn't do well is really differentiate his performance. He raps the same way pretty much on everything.
It's
the same voice.
That's why I liked Is That A'ight? Because that was the most dynamic I had heard him. You know?
Even dynamic is a strong,
The most dynamic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For him. Like, there was some... in your face portions of that song. Yeah. It was laid back shit. It was melodic shit.
Right.
And then of course we know, you know, his tone is his tone, and he gonna give you that. But this project felt a lot less Drake-y. And that was one of the things that was one of the things that I would pin on him was like, when are you gonna find your own voice and not have joints that feel like Drake could have did this record.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Which is tough, because Drake, first of all, Drake does everything. You know what I'm saying? He fucking make every genre of music.
He's half white.
But also, he's also half white.
Yeah, sure.
But also, he's the fucking biggest artist in music.
For sure.
And it's really difficult not to feel like certain portions of
be
what he does.
By
yeah, yeah.
Be
because
by
of because
influenced
he
by
does
him.
So much. You know, and I think that's what makes, for like we just mentioned Kendrick Lamar, that's what makes a Kendrick, right? Because he goes, his brain, his thought process is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like anything that anybody else is doing.
Doesn't care.
But I wonder, too, if he listens to shit while he's creating his shit, or if he just stays off in his own space.
Definitely listen to Kodak Black.
He loves Kodak Black. Yeah. As do we here.
Absolutely.
On Hard to Earn.
Yes, sir.
What do we give Jackman?
Total, I mean... on the Jack Harlow scale, I mean, it's an eight.
It's an eight?
It's an eight.
I give it about I was going to say 8.5, maybe like a 8.3 though.
Yeah, 8.3 is fair.
8.3.
Yeah.
It's some shit on here. It shows flashes.
It's some good joints.
It makes me definitely, not to rush his project or his process, but it definitely makes me want to see what he's going to do.
Where he's
going to
go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which I think was the purpose. Giving him that space and allowing him to, you know, throw out something, maybe something light as like a setup jab, you know, to come with the real heat after this, this movie makes him a little bigger.
It's the definitely the it's definitely the opportunity that artists have now is to get a lot more music out there and get joints off for because of where we are with technology. The streaming age, for sure, for sure.
Yes, sir.
That's it, man. That's Bezo. I'm Torre.
Hey.
This is Hard to Earn. Appreciate Make sure y'all. You like, share, subscribe, tell a friend and tell a friend. Don't nobody do it how we do it till we do it again. Peace.
Peace.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.